A phenomenal scene for the Home Run Derby as we welcome you to Baseball Tonight, live from Cincinnati and Great American Ballpark, as Todd Frazier put on one heck of a show. Hometown boy makes good, at least for the hometown team.
Yeah, Todd Frazier, Cincinnati Reds' very own, won the Home Run Derby last night. It was in Cincinnati, and it's funny because there was, I think it started out with 16, okay. 16 players at the home, at up to bat. And they were the only. He was the only one that they cared about because it's the only guy from their team.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about this. Till you was telling me about it earlier.
I'm not surprised.
Not at all.
I think out of the two of us, most people would agree that
I
school
baseball.
You on man lessons.
Yeah, I don't follow baseball. It's not. It's like I've been. We've had some day trips from here, and we've been. And it's a fun day out.
You're the person I feel like if I took you to Citizens Bank Park, that you would want to get up all the time. You'd want to walk around.
No, I don't do that. No, I'm good.
You sit down and watch the game.
Yeah, even though
you
I don't
only know. Go to the bathroom in between innings.
Yep. Yeah, I don't jump up and down because that's irritating. Because I wouldn't want someone else doing that around me. So, but I got to watch. I don't really understand what's going on too much. But it's
what do you mean they hit the ball.
But it's
a sport that you can literally the players can eat in the middle of the game, and it doesn't matter. You understand what's going on.
But
one team is not at bat, the other team is, and you have to hit the ball.
But I just don't follow it as a sport, so I just. But I've been, I said a few times, and it's been a ton of us go, and it's, you get a few beers and, it's a good to hang out, but as a sport for following, I don't care about baseball. I just don't.
Every man in my life is a chick.
It was
good though, because the guy Todd Frazier, I just want to move on from you trying to stutter over that.
Yeah.
He was up three times I saw him, and each time he kind of had a slow start and you weren't sure that he was going to pull through, but he did. And it's so exciting because they get on a roll where they'll nail like five or six in a row out of the park, and they'll get close. The last round that he was in that took it, it was the guy he was against, something Peterson, had 13 home runs, and it was like 90 seconds left. You have 4 minutes to hit as many home runs as you can. He had 90 seconds left, and he was only up to 7. And he just was getting them out of the park. And so it's intense. You get into it.
I'd like to see that, actually. I think that'd be kind of cool to watch.
I didn't realize that when the last round, because I watched the whole thing, I didn't realize the last round was the last round. And I was waiting for it. All of a sudden, they're giving him a trophy. I was like, "Oh, I would have been more excited." I didn't know. I didn't know that was it.
And if you are a baseball fan, you'll probably know that the All-Star game is on, and it's on TV tonight, 7 o'clock on Fox.